Women Rising from the Flames, The Donna Divina Initiation, Chapter 14. Make friends with your shadow. Love her so much that she will release you. Okay, for the following exercise, which is done in front of a mirror, you want to create a private and intimate safe space for yourself where you can be alone and undisturbed. This exercise is to be done alone, just by yourself. You can use a hand mirror and sit down in front of it, or you can take a chair and sit in front of a wall mirror somewhere in your house, or even in front of your bathroom mirror. And you bring your wise woman's journal and a pen. And it's also really recommended that you bring a song, the song suggested at the end of this chapter, You Ought to Know, from Alanis Morissette, and you play this before you get started to help you to open your shadow side, to the shadow side we all have, right? So maybe you want to prepare this and then come back here to the audio recording. Great. Okay, so I have the song ready, the chair ready, the mirror ready. Allow yourself an hour of time for this exercise, which is really for yourself, just yourself. Once you are ready and the space in front of your mirror has been created, open the wise woman's journal to a fresh page and switch on the song and take a couple of deep breaths. Yeah, just sitting there, opening to the energy of the music and looking at yourself, looking deeply into your own eyes. And stop this recording here and listen to the full song. And then you come back. Thank you. So, now in this silence, continue to breathe and keep seeing yourself. Start to connect to the image of you in the mirror. How does she look? What does she feel and how do her sensations and emotions look like in the mirror? What's the truth here? Are you judging the image of the woman in front of you? What do her eyes tell you? Just allow any feeling, any sensation or emotion to be here. There is no right or wrong. Then inquire. And you might want to close your eyes for an easier access into your inner world while you're just listening to the question. Just inquire deeply into your being. What have I judged about myself? What parts of me, of my body, of my face, of my habits, of the way I walk, about the way I move, about the way I am, have I judged in the past and am still judging now? Just let the question resonate. What have I judged about myself? Just opening, allow it to bubble up. And then taking a nice deep breath, opening your eyes, using your journal, and write down whatever comes up for you. Okay? And once you've finished writing, simply read what has been written to your image in the mirror. You know, you're going to write it all down, just let it flow. And you want to stop the recording in a minute. And take all the time to write. And when you've written it, then you read whatever you've written there to yourself, to your image in the mirror, feeling how that makes you feel, allowing the emotion to be there. And stop it now, do this, and then we come back. Thank you. Okay, great. Welcome back. So, how did that feel when you read it? Feel emotions in your body. There must be some emotion here. Where are they in the body? Open even deeper to them. Great. Taking a nice deep breath in. Moving on to the next question. If I had to name them now, these emotions, if I could open beyond the closed gates inside of me and be really honest, what are my 10 worst qualities? Looking at the mirror or closing your eyes. If I had to name them now, my 10 worst qualities, if I could open beyond the closed gates inside of me and be really honest, what are my 10 worst qualities? Taking a nice deep breath. taking a journal, allowing yourself to write them down. And again, once you've written them down, read them to yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself and feel, be here, be present. You might want to stop the recording and then switch it on when you're done. Thank you. Thanking yourself for your presence, your courage to dive in. Then taking another nice deep breath in. Moving on to the next questions. What emotions are not allowed to be felt in my life? What is truly what I have been avoiding to feel? What expressions of emotion do I judge in other women, in other men, in other living beings? Is it rage for you? Is it fear? Is it desperation? What is it? Is it joy? Is it enthusiasm? Is it loud voices? What is it that you judge in other women, other men, other living beings? What are those energies which I have kept under wraps? Asking yourself, what are those energies which I've really kept closed inside of me? Is it rage, resentment, hatred, fear, anxiety, power, madness? What is it for me? Just be truthful. Taking a nice deep breath in. And you might want to stop the audio every time I'm going too fast, and then just switch it back on. Write down whatever is revealed here. And again, read it out to the woman in the mirror, the you in the mirror, and observe what happens in your woman's body while doing this, feeling the emotion, feeling the sensation. Great. Stopping the audio if you need to. Take a nice deep breath in. And then moving on to the last question. Going deep, opening deep. What do I really hate about myself? Really be truthful. Really look for it. Invite the dark darkness that is in each one of us. Just stop playing pretense. Really open to the judgment inside. And asking yourself even more, what do I really hate about myself? And what do I hate about other women, really? What is so bad that I hate it with all of my being? Which behaviors, ways of expression, actions? What is it I severely judge and hate about myself and about other women? Just let this resonate. Let it bubble up by itself. And then taking a deep breath, allowing the words to flow on your page. Be honest, truthful, present. Really open to what has been denied in the past. And then speak the words to the woman in the mirror. Feel what happens inside while you speak. If tears come, they are welcome. If feelings of disgust, fear, terror, coldness, everything is so welcome here. Just be with it. And again, taking your time, turn off the audio and switch it back on only when you're done. Thank you. Great. Now you're done. Get up. Really stand up. Look at yourself. Keep the mirror in front of you. Start to move your body with all of the shadow energies you have invited here. Don't even think to change them, to make them right, to make them go away. Give yourself the chance to experience them, to dance with them, to meet them. Really explore. How do they make you feel? Feeling inside. What is here now? What is the truth? Continue to move and dance with your shadow as long as you wish. If strong energies come, allow your body to move strongly. If more hatred and rage come, feel them and dance with them. If you need to shout, cry, tremble, scream, just allow them. It's just emotions, it's energies, you know that from the book. Look them in the eye. This is your space and your time. If wildness comes, be wild. Just be present. These are only emotions and energies. You know they won't do you any harm. The deeper you are able to experience the presence of your shadow right here, here in your body, the better. This is all part of you, like day and night. Simply surrender and let yourself be seduced into the worst of the worst. until you are right in front of it, and then surrender some more and open. And at some point you just start to fly. The door will open into your own light. Here you are truly yourself, nothing is missing. Trust in yourself, in your own strength, because it will come flooding in. New life force and strength will be pouring into your veins. You will feel like you are back on the throne after centuries, the queen in her rightful queendom, where life is easy, where life is beautiful. Okay, and it doesn't matter if this powerful transformation does not happen immediately to you. Just continue to embrace your shadow whenever it knocks on your door, and sooner or later you fall into this paradise. Remember, you cannot force this. You can only make the experience yourself, and we have prepared the space for you to just fall in now. And remember, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, really, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Marianne Williamson has written this down for us. So just trust the process, and thank you so much for your courage to look into your dark sides, because only when your shadow is your friend, you're completely whole, and the light just streams in. Thank you. I so bow to you, and thank you, courage. Thank you. Thank you.